What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you wanna be because I'm living my dreams. You know it, I am living my dreams. How's everybody doing today? It is, what is it, like July the 8th? Oh my freaking gosh, I cannot believe that it is half of the year. So it's half of the year, whatever, right? Like, it just is what it is. Do I feel like I accomplished everything that I wanted to accomplish this year? Absolutely not. Hell no. I actually feel like I got nothing done. And if I am going to be 100% real on this podcast, that is just that. I feel as if I got nothing, absolutely nothing done, even though if you look at my track record, I have. But that's, I guess, where that big thing is, where you can't, it's really about how you feel. Like, you have to feel like you got some stuff accomplished. Like, I really got a lot of stuff accomplished. Like, if you really dot every I, dot every T, there are things in alignment. But, and I guess that's that feeling of, right, so you like, damn, I didn't get shit done this year, right? So you say that to yourself. But then, if you really look at the little, and guys, honestly, like, that's what you have to do. You literally have to look at those little things that you did do. Think about it. Like, for real, honestly. Like, right now, just think about it. Like, seriously, I'm giving you a second to really think about, even if you have to close your eyes, like, and just imagine, right? So close your eyes and just imagine for a second, like, in just a second, little things that you have accomplished, right? The little things that we take for granted, because we do. We take a lot of the little things for granted, and we don't realize that, oh, you know what? Actually, I am moving a little bit better. I'm moving a little bit quicker. I'm progressing. I have progressed. And I think in those very moments is when our energy shifts into, okay, what's next? You know what I mean? Because I feel like even like, you know, Paul, was it Paul the Apostle, guys? I don't even really remember. But I think it was Paul that was just like, you gotta die daily. You know what I mean? You gotta die daily. And in dying daily, you gotta die daily to your mind. Because I feel like our mind can play tricks on us and really make us believe like, we ain't get shit done. Exactly what I said in the beginning. But it's just like, no, Naima, that's not true. Like, you've actually got a lot of things done. And you did it okay. Some you did well, some you did better than others. Yeah, you made mistakes here and there, but it's okay. Like, you should be able to evaluate the moment in good, right? Like, always, because I feel like that's what actually helps expand your spirit to rise and be better. Because when you feel better about yourself, like, now that I think about it, like, right, so I first came on a podcast, I ain't do shit, and now actually when I was saying, wait a minute, hold on, I actually did a little something, like, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, now I feel better. Like, even in this moment, I feel so much better. So now my energy is just like, wow, okay. Like, I am moving in the right direction. And I really feel like, yo, honestly, this is free game. If you listening to this, like, yo, I really, really, really pray that your spirit is, like, lifted right now. Like, yo, if your spirit is not even lifted right now, then, yo, I don't even know what you doing. Like, you gotta check your soul. You gotta check your soul. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, I am even overwhelmed right now. because I really feel a joy and a sense of peace that shit is gonna get better, yo. Shit gets better with consistency. It gets better with, like, knowing you are walking towards the right direction. You know what I mean? Like, even headed down the right direction is better than not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it may not be exactly 100% what you want in the moment, but at the same time, it's kind of like, it is what it is, and I'm still living, I'm still breathing. God still has not given me anything that I cannot bear, so I'm Gucci, like, period. I'm Gucci, like, so, yeah. I don't even know where that rant came from, but back to this podcast. I really came up on here to just talk about everything that's going on and that I know that's going on in the news. I didn't even really come on here for all of that, but, you know, when you just allow God to just flow, that's just what happens, you know what I mean? You may just get, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, so, in later news, I want to talk about this Carmelo Anthony situation and Lala just for 5 seconds. Only for 5 seconds. I feel like Carmelo Anthony was found on the beach with this shorty who looks like Lala, but I guess probably 10, 15 years younger than Lala. You know, that's what happened. They always leave you for a younger chick. You know what I'm saying? And do I blame the younger chicks? Nah, I'm not blaming. I can't blame nobody. And that's one thing that I will say. Whenever I talk about a celebrity or whatever, it's never a blaming kind of situation. And I'm just saying that because I believe that everybody does things for a reason. The reason why Carmelo cheating is probably because he probably ain't never, you know what I mean? He probably just don't really, doesn't commit to his marriage, but he's lacking something. There's something that he's lacking. There's something that he needs. You know what I mean? And it's just not Lala. And it sucks to say that, but it's just a need that he has. If it's a need to just have new pussy, that just is what it is. And that's just his need. Everybody has something that drives them. Everybody has a vice, something that they just need. I don't care if it's coffee. My nigga, if you need coffee, if that's your need in the morning, you don't do no drugs. You don't need no coke. You don't need no whiskey, no Henny, no you don't even need no D. But if you don't have coffee, you will beat somebody ass. How many of you guys know what I am talking about, sis? Like, so I just guess that just is what it is. You never know why people do the things that they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, his whole dream, like, it could have, marrying Lala could have been, like, his goal. And you know, that's just how life is. Like, you just think about life. Like, people set goals, and once that shit is accomplished, now it's on to the next goal. And sometimes that's just how that shit go, yo. And it sucks. It really, really sucks. But that's just is what it is. You know, but this nigga had the nerve to say, now I gotta body this nigga real quick, just for like, really. Oh, so there was pictures surfacing and everything from the internet with Carmelo and this girl on the yacht. You could Google it and see yourself. She's butt out, you know what I'm saying, thong on, ass all out, he hard in one of the pictures, you know what I'm saying, just with the towel wrapped around him, her, you know what I mean, she laying next to, You got caught, nigga. It is what it is. You got caught. All right. So he got the nerve. And honestly, this is why he did it. He got the nerve to get on social media and say, how dare you guys? This is a woman who is married with kids and a family. I can't believe y'all did this. Y'all wrong for this. Y'all wrong for this. We are having a business meeting. The only reason why you did that is because your son is getting older. And you really want to show that... You really want to show your son that you're not a bad guy. So you lie, right? And try to play a flawed front publicity. My thing is this. When you received your first championship, when you received to be in the NBA, when you received all of that, you also received the world viewing your shit and your shit being open to the world. And guess what? When your shit is open to the world, people like me who have spiritual discernment, people like me who have podcasts and talking to, like, literally, I've had this podcast for about a year now. And honestly, I really don't be on here like I really, really need to be, because I love talking, and like I talk so much in my head that it's just like, if you don't turn that podcast on and tell the world how you feel and speak, I'm gonna bust your ass. So I be talking to myself like that. Yo, what is this dude doing in the street like this? Yo, what the? So back to what I was saying, like, I feel like people are gonna see the truth. People like me, who are psychic, or the spiritual discernment, you know what I mean? Intuition, whatever you call it, see through the spirit, see through the lenses of the eyes, see the lies, motherfucker. People like me are going to judge it and be like, nigga, stop playing. Come out. If y'all are separated, say y'all separated. If y'all separated and seeing other people, just say it. Just be like, just, it just is what it is, yo. You know what I mean? And yes, nobody want their dirt out, but it's already out, bro. Don't get on here and lie and pretend like it ain't out, because we see it. It's out and it smell like shit. And you sitting up here on the screen trying to tell us this is 100% aromatherapy strawberry scent. You know what I mean? Well, I don't even know if strawberry smell good, but whatever smells good. I don't even got like a favorite scent, but I mean like, or like I ain't buying number nine. That's all I wear. I love Banana. It's just it's so distinctive. I just love it. Banana. You know what I mean? You sitting up here trying to show us, you trying to tell us that it ain't shit that we looking at. I mean, it ain't shit we smelling. And you trying to get on the screen in front of your son and all of these people. And, like, I mean, come on. And that's just my thing. You know. I get you trying to protect your son from seeing you be a jerk and all of that, then motherfucker, don't be on no yacht in the open. Don't be out in the open like that. If you're trying to protect your son, if you're trying to protect your family and your privacy, why are you out in the open? Paparazzi is everywhere. People are getting paid. You know how much those people got paid to show those images? Those people got a lot of money. So paparazzi is going to do everything that they can to catch your ass. Paparazzi is trying to be millionaires just like you. You know what I mean? So they're going to expose you. It just is what it is. Okay, enough about Carmelo. I'm done. Because nobody want their shit out there. Nobody. Even me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I get, right now, I got a couple of hundred people that listen to me literally every single time I go back. Hundred something play so far, hundreds of something play so far. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, like people really listen to me. Like people really, and I don't even be on this shit consistent. Like, can you imagine if I did this every single day? You know what I mean? But anyways, like, I literally, isn't Cardi B's baby looking just like her? Like, that joint is, like, so crazy to me that she is looking just like Cardi. I'm talking about, like, every spit. It's so cool. Who follows Aaliyah J on YouTube? Like, I never followed her. I guess until she started, with all of this money started coming. It's just attractive. Money and glam is attractive. I don't care what nobody say. Nobody trying to see no basic shit. You know what I mean? So, and she started posting, boyfriend bought me 10K in, 10K in Louis. I just was like, okay, bitch. I love what you got going on, sis. You definitely got something. Yes, I love it. But you know, there's allegations about her boyfriend. And it just is what it is. There's allegations about her boyfriend being a 100% scam artist. Got bailed out of 12 counts of credit card fraud scam. I think his bail was like 65K. He's definitely an African descent because his last name is just Nakawaji Kaki or some shit. But I'm not gonna tell no lie. I don't give a damn about none of that. Like, allegations are not. We were watching her in my salon, and you know, all us clients and everything, you know, we talked about the fraud or whatever, and they was like, oh hell no, I can't even watch this because this is, you know, people were just like, this is selling her soul. She sold her soul for a man who, you know what I mean? Like, she just sold her soul. That's what they say. They were like, oh, I'm not watching this. Do I believe she sold her soul? I don't think she sold her soul. How she know she sold her soul? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think she found a nigga. Regardless of what he did in the past, he probably could have done that shit in the past. Flip that shit, made some dope ass investments, and now, like, you know what I mean? He could have had did that shit. He could have, but could have took that money, could have made so much, took that money and flipped the fuck out of that shit, and now he good. You know what I mean? Now he Gucci and shit. Like, Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't give a fuck. Not when you make smart business moves. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, for those of you who don't watch her, don't know who she is a beauty influencer like myself. I really, really want to be a beauty influencer. Like, I really want to be, I really want to start vlogging. I really want to start just doing all of that. Like, I just started watching her page for probably like a week. I haven't even been on her. Like, I've always known who she was, but I never really, like, watched her. You know what I mean? And, like, everything that, like, she got, I literally want. Like, I want to get done. I want to get my teeth done. I want to get my breasts done. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she's very motivating. She's very motivating. She's very inspiring. When I found out she was from Brooklyn, I was like, wait a minute. I know you was from New York. No, I'm just joking. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to New York City. Shout out to everybody from New York. But I don't know. Brooklyn and Queens got a love-hate relationship. It'll go down in history. It just is what the fuck it is. Queens, people think Queens is better. Brooklyn people think Brooklyn is better. It just is what it is. But nobody can tell me about my borough, period. No ifs, ands, buts. Those are fighting words. I'm from Queens, baby. It is what it is. I'll rep Queens to the day that I die. It is what it is. Was good. Was good. Queens is the best borough. Ain't nobody touching us, yo. Nobody is touching us, period. Yo, I'm gonna call Laurelton and just see if we can have like Laurelton days back, because I really miss Laurelton Day. I really miss Laurelton Day. Like, we really need to have that shit again. That shit need to come back to Queens, even if it's just like Queens Day. You know what I mean? Where we just have something big in the parks and stuff like that. Like, yeah. I'm all for it. Shout out to Jamaica Queens. Shout out to Laurelton Queens, Rosedale, Farmers, God Brewer. You know what I'm saying? Merrick Bully, Springfield was good. Cambria Heights was good. Linden Bully was good. Was good. Was good. You know what I mean? All right. I love y'all. And I'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow. Bye.